Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. It is our day to talk about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and we're getting oh so close to some major events here that GRACE is going to be a part of and sponsoring. Alan Kaszubski is back, Eileen Stevens and June Nee to talk about what's going on here late in the month of April. Well, Alan, the time is near for the race, and is everything in place right now?
Good morning, Phil. And yes, I think we're ready. We have some really exciting news. So officially, we have 35 firefighters registered for the Firefighters Challenge. So I'm really excited about that. A lot of them are from Richland Center, the Richland Center Fire Department. And we have one team all the way from Hixton, Wisconsin. So I think that's going to be really cool.
I didn't even know where that's at, so I guess we'll learn, won't we?
We will. And then the other good news is so far we have about 95 runners, additional runners, registered for the different events. So we have the quarter-mile kids run, the one-mile runner walk, the 5K runner walk, and the 10K run. So those 95 people that are already registered are for all those different events.
And the numbers, not bad, but you could use more. People can still sign up, can't they?
We would love to have more. Let's double it. You know, let's go for 200 or 300. So now is the time to go register. We have online registration. Just go to walkwithgrace.com. And then on there, you can see the information for the race.
Give us a timeline of the events, when things will start, and what you're looking at for that day.
Yeah, so the timeline is, we're going to start bright and early that morning on May 18th, and we'll have what we call packet pickup or same-day registration, and that will be from 6 a.m. until 7:30 a.m. And then at 7:40, we're going to have the national anthem played, and then 7:45, the kids' run will happen. And then at 8 o'clock, we will have the 10K run. And then shortly after that will be the 5K and then the 1 mile.
Are you getting some response from people from quite a ways away for those events?
I think the farthest away we have right now is probably Viola. But we have a wide age range. I think we have probably from age 7 into, I want to say, like 80, at least 84. I got to double check again, but we have quite the age range participating, which is really cool.
That's wonderful. So those that signed up are eligible for a T-shirt. Then is that how it works?
Yeah. So we have, the nice thing with GRACE is we have such great support, and we have many businesses that have generously donated to us. And we do have a race T-shirt, and on the back of the T-shirt, we will have our sponsors on there. And then on the front, we do have a little design on there with our butterfly and the Race for Grace. And this year, we're going with the orange color. And you can see what it looks like or what it's be similar to on the race website at walkwithgrace.com. In addition to the T-shirt, you'll also get a swag bag. And that's also going to be an orange color. And if you go out to the website, you can see all the goodies that are going to be in there. But we'll have a special swag bag for the kids' race as well. A couple extra ice cream treats in there, which will be pretty nice.
All right. How much does it cost to sign up and be a part of it?
So there's different fees for the different races. So the kids' quarter mile will be $20. The 1 mile will be $25. The 5K will be $35, and then the 10K will be $45.
Wonderful and a cheap price. And I'm guessing that the swag bag is probably almost as much as the entry fee, isn't it? I mean, it's worth about the same.
There's some really nice values in there. And there's going to be a couple more added yet. I'm just waiting for the official information. So keep checking back to the website, because I'll keep that updated as to what goodies are in there.
And there'll be some music playing in the background. Will it be concessions there that day as well?
We're not going to have concessions, not this year. We're going to kind of see, being the first year, we're going to see how it goes. We will have some snacks for the runners that participate after the race. They can get that. And we'll also have water and maybe some energy drinks as well for the runners. But we won't have anything for spectators. But we really would like people to come out and cheer on the runners that are in the events. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and for those of you that have been lucky enough to have kids that did cross country, and Phil, I think you know a little bit about that as well.
Uh-huh.
But there's something special about those cross country races. And that sport is really unique, I think, from other sports, where you have people cheering for everyone. Even though it's competitive and the runners are trying like hard to beat the others, you have the fans cheering on all the runners. And I would love to create that type of atmosphere for this Race for Grace, where we have just the public come out and cheer on these people that are doing these different events and donating money for a great cause to help fight against cancer. And the other cool thing is, you know, this firefighters challenge that we're doing for the 1 mile race, that's going to start about 8:10, 8:15, something like that. And that the maps of the courses are on the website, walkwithgrace.com. But for the 1 mile, it's basically in Kroska Park. So if you come out to the community center and look around there, you'll see where to stand and cheer people on. But I think it would be really cool if we had a large number of people to come out and cheer those firefighters on, because they're going to be wearing their turnout gear. And these firefighters, and there's going to be men and women, and they've been training. You know, they're taking this seriously, and I think they're kind of competitive too. So the goal with this is, you know, to help them get excited about being more active as well. But one of the rules for this firefighters challenge is the team must finish together, you know, so there's no one left behind. So their time is going to be when the last person finishes for their team.
How heavy are the packs and the gear they're wearing? Any ideas?
I heard it's a lot. You know, I heard it's, you know, well over 50 pounds and maybe closer to 100 pounds with all the gear on. So, you know, it's a lot of weight, and I heard it doesn't breathe well. So luckily, about halfway through, we're going to have a water station for them so they can rehydrate. We're hoping it'll be a cool morning. Hopefully the weather cooperates for us. But yeah, it's going to be quite a special event, I think.
What a great event, and it puts a spotlight on those that serve us every single day, and you know, gives an opportunity maybe for some friendly competition between the departments too, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't want to, so that's one thing that we're doing with the 1 mile. But I don't want to diminish the people that are actually doing those events as well. So there's other people registered for the 1 mile event that might be walking it, or they might be running it. And that's great too, because we're going to cheer everyone on. And, you know, I'm sure my kids are just rolling their eyes right now listening to me, but I was one of those really loud parents at the cross country races, and you could hear me a long ways away. So you'll be hearing me Saturday morning cheering everyone on. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, people being, whether they're competitive or just happy to be able to finish. You know, either way, we'll be cheering you on, whether you're in the 1 mile, the quarter mile kids run, the 5K, or the 10K.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it. Coming up on May 18th, we'll come back to Alan in just a little bit. We want to talk to President Eileen Stevens from Grace. Eileen, it's still April, but it seems like the time's going by fast. The walk is drawing nearer, isn't it?
It definitely is, Phil. There's a lot going on. We just came from the Grace office from the walk meeting, so there's a lot of excitement building, a lot of people. You know, there's so many segments to it behind the scenes that it's all coming together so, you know, great already. It's in a long ways to go yet. Well, not really a long ways, but
it's getting there.
It is.
But you've made some decisions. Tell me about the logo.
So, with our Grace logo, the butterfly, the hand with the butterfly, and the Walk with Grace logo with the family, we did have those. I worked with Department of Financial Institutions, and we had those registered. So our trademarks, our brand is protected now, which is nice. So we have, if anybody's using our logo, we can, make sure that they're really a Grace fundraiser going on, which our teams are out there fundraising, doing a great job of it.
And a lot of teams are out there working. We're already starting to get some broad stands and some different unique ways to raise money, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I encourage teams that if they know they're having a fundraiser, to let us know, because we can advertise that for them. We don't do the advertising, but Alan will put it on our social media page. If they send us a flyer, he can post that if it's a Grace function. There's a few events coming up. St. John's is doing a share night at Culver's. That's going to be April 24th, so that's like next week, Wednesday. And then on May 5th, we have a group doing the Sunday Fun Day Dance at the Community Center, which sounds pretty exciting. They're going to have square dancing and waltzes and mixers and, doing the do-si-do like we did in middle school. That was a lot of fun. But they're going to be doing a fundraiser, and they did ask. Team Crusaders is actually doing the concessions at that event. And if we can get this event to take off, which they gave us a sampling of it the other night at the Walk Around the World with Grace, we did some practicing of what they show, and it's a lot of fun. So if we can get that, will be a fundraiser, on May 5th for the group as well.
Tell me about the concessions that are going to be available that day from your group. Some pies and things like that?
So we may have slices of pie. We're still working with the group as to exactly what's there. They're suggesting like trail mix and snack bars and different types of desserts and cookies and popcorn. I'm not sure if we're going to do like hot dogs or anything like that. I think it's going to be more of the snacks and hydration, water, juice, or Gatorade or something
sure.
like that, because it takes a lot out of them when they're doing those dances.
Absolutely. Something to replenish them after after they do-si-do a little bit.
Right.
So we're getting close to the kickoff meeting and different things. And I think you really want to make a push today for teams, don't you? To register, maybe form and reform and things like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're always looking for teams. And I'm sure, I don't know if June's going to touch on that a bit, but certainly teams are always welcome. We would love to grow it to have a couple hundred teams. Would be wonderful. Whether it's a business or organization, a family, a community, a street that gets together, and all teams are welcome. We highly encourage that.
And a lot of times teams will form to support like maybe one individual. We've seen that a lot before, haven't we?
Yes. If they have a family member or a friend that had cancer, they form around that individual and create a team. And some people maybe there's no cancer in the family at all, but they want to support the effort, and they just, some are competitive. There's some competitive teams out there, and that's always fun to have a little bit of competition. But
last time you were here, Eileen, I know you were talking about kind of expanding things, and I think you want to reiterate that today again, that the Grace area has grown a little bit.
Right, we did. At our board meeting earlier in the year, we decided to bring in all the townships. We've got Richland County itself, and then all the townships that touch Richland County. So to kind of go over those to be sure everybody is aware of what the current surrounding townships are, who's eligible for service. In Crawford County, the individuals that are in Clayton, Marietta, and Scott townships, they are eligible to receive services from Grace. Grant County, we serve Boscobel, Muscadet, Waterford townships. And then in Iowa County, the townships of Clyde, Pulaski, and Wyoming are all eligible to receive funds. Sauk County residents in the townships of Bear Creek, Ironton, Laval, Spring Green, Washington, or Woodland townships. And then in Vernon County includes Kickapoo, Liberty, Stark, Union, and Webster townships. So if they looked at the map of Richland County, each one of those townships touches our borders. So And that's kind of where we're looking to. I mean, we have a solid board here, and we'd like to expand that as well to bring in some individuals from that those outlying areas. You know, we've got a lot of small towns, you know, Boscobel, Blue River, Spring Green, Lone Rock, Hill Point, Weston, that we would love to have somebody from those areas come in and be part of our board so we can get perspective from them as to how we can serve their communities better and their individuals better.
Yeah, you would encourage them to maybe come up with some fundraising ideas too.
You bet. Yes, encourage them to have teams. I mean, we're here already. I mean, we're on our 21st year, and we would love to get teams in those new areas.
Some of those areas would cross over a little bit. I know you have the Iowa County Cancer Coalition, and For Pete's Sake is in Spring Green. Mm-hmm. They cross over just a little bit into those areas, don't they?
Right. They cross over, and the thing is, you know, with these groups, whether it's For Pete's Sake or the Grant County, we're not competing against each other at all. It's kind of a hand up for each of the groups. It's supporting each other. They can collect funds. If they've received funds from For Pete's Sake, they can still come to Grace and say, hey, I need some gas cards, or I need help paying my rent this month. If they're in cancer treatment, they can get services from us as well.
That's good to know. And if someone is in one of those areas, I'm guessing they could just call the Grace phone to find out a little bit more, or go
right
to the website?
Right. If it's somebody who specifically needs services, if they want to, fill out an application or that, they would want to call our services number, which is 608-604-2900. If they have just general questions about how to do a Grace team, who to contact, they can contact our main number, which is 608-604-8255. And those numbers are on our website and Facebook page. Also, they can email info@walkwithgrace.com, check out our website. They can get a hold of us.
Plenty of ways to get a hold of us.
Plenty of ways to get a hold
of
us.
Or they can call the radio station, and Joanne or I can direct them in the right direction. June Nee is here as well, the chairperson of The Walk. Good morning, June.
Good morning, Phil.
And you just recently came from the meeting. You guys are starting to kind of get the ball rolling, aren't you?
Yes. Yep, we're rolling now. Yeah, we just had our April meeting with our committees. Everything is looking really good. We are all set for our kickoff, which is going to be Thursday, May 16th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the community center. We're going to have a free will offering pancake supper provided by the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center. They will be serving their pancakes, sausages, applesauce, and cherries with some beverages. So we're really looking forward to that. We've done that the last 2 years, and it's really gone over well. We really enjoyed it, and so that will be how we're going to start our kickoff.
Kiwanis Club does a great job with that event, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do a lot of great stuff, and we really appreciate that they've done this for us the last few years.
Steve Colstead was here not too long ago talking about that, but they get involved in a lot of things. But I think he'll be the head pancake cooker that night.
Yeah, he might be.
If I'm not mistaken. Sure.
Yeah. So we want to encourage teams to come out and register that night. The registration fee is still $150. So we encourage anybody that would like to have a team or is thinking about having a team to come and join us that night. If you just need some information, we'll have that there. We'll have a short program starting probably around 6 p.m. We're going to introduce our ambassadors for this year. And then we will also go through, every team will get a packet. And Marsha Burkhammer, my registration chairperson, will go through the packet, let people know important dates such as T-shirt day and picking up T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. There will be a lot of information in the packet that each team gets.
T-shirts, the orders go in, and then they'll be getting them back sometime this summer then.
Yeah, yes. I think T-shirt day is, Marsha just told me those dates. It'll be in June, and then we'll get them back in July. And once you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. We will have a special day that we try to encourage everybody in the community to wear it, the week of Grace. But as soon as you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. Show off your support for Grace, and it advertises for us when you wear your shirt, so we really appreciate that. But yeah, the t-shirt order day will be in June, and I'll have those dates for everybody another time. But and then pickup day will be in July. We'll also have there that night luminaries for the teams to pick up, and calendar raffle tickets will be available. And the teams can also, the team captains can also visit logistics. Eric Renish will be there that night, and you can pick your team site at the walk.
The walk is going to be similar. It's kind of the old school walk at Crosscut Park, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And that will be Friday, August 9th, and we'll have an opening ceremony at 6 p.m. And we will, we'll have the luminaries out, and then we'll light them up as it gets dark, and then we'll have the luminary ceremony at around 9 o'clock, and then we'll close out and hopefully have a nice amount of money raised by that time.
Again, what is the theme this year?
The theme this year is Making Strides for a Cure. We're kind of having it be with kind of the Race for Grace. Mm-hmm. Kind of wanted to bring it all together, and so Making Strides for a Cure, and our color is going to be orange this year. So Marcia's working on the t-shirts right now, getting that all put together. So I think it's going to be really good.
Have we officially announced the ambassadors yet? Has that?
I haven't officially announced the ambassadors yet because I'm still waiting on two just to confirmation.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure I have them all confirmed. I speak to them. And then we will officially announce the ambassadors at the kickoff in May.
Oh, I wanted the morning show scoop here, but I guess we'll have to wait.
Sorry, Phil.
A little bit. Anything you'd like to add, June, about the walk?
Yeah, I don't think so. If anybody has any questions, just be sure to go to walkwithgrace.com. And like Eileen said, you can email the info section there. And, please join us. Even if you don't have a team, if you want to join us for kickoff, come and have some pancakes for your supper that night. It's free will offering. Just do what you can. All the proceeds go to Grace. So it helps us out. And come and enjoy a night of pancakes and some good food and learn a little bit more about Grace.
Indeed. Well, we'll learn more about Grace in a moment. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation with the members of the Grace Board. They're here today, June Nee, Eileen Stevens, and Alan Kaszubski on WRCO. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. There's always a little bit more fun if there are more people involved. And Alan, you'd like nothing more than have some more people step ahead, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking, you know, for more people to get involved, whether you want to volunteer or you want to create your own Grace team. And, you know, Suzanne Fish and myself this year on the Walk with Grace committee, there's a special committee for recruitment. And so Suzanne Fish and I are chairing that committee, and we haven't had that in a couple years. So our Walk with Grace team count hasn't really been growing, and it's actually shrunk a little bit, I think. So this year we're getting the feet on the ground, the boots on the ground, and you know, we're trying to get out to talk to people. And I'll be honest with you, Suzanne Fish has done a lot better job at this than me. She's kind of kicking my butt in recruiting of teams, so kudos to her. But we want to get more people involved. In fact, you know, just yesterday I was talking with someone from the general area, and they knew about Grace, but they didn't know Grace helped out in their area. And that's why I'm glad Eileen covered our service area boundaries again, because I think that's really important for people to understand that we're more than just Richland County. And we would love to have some new Walk with Grace teams, maybe from Boscobel, maybe from Viola, maybe up, you know, by Ironton or Lavelle, you know, up in that northeast corner up there. Maybe, you know, maybe we could have a Lake Redstone Walk with Grace team. You know, you guys could have, you know, parties on the lake and get contributions that way. But we really want to encourage people. You know, Spring Green is another great area as well. So if you're wondering how to find out more information, the best way thing you can do is go to walkwithgrace.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of our website, and there's a contact us form. But if you don't like websites, some of you people don't like websites, we're okay with that. We have other options. You could email info@walkwithgrace.com, or you could call us at 608-604-8255 and say you're interested in forming a Walk with Grace team, and we will take care of the rest. But what we really need are people. People that are kind of excited about raising funds to help fight cancer. And that's what this is all about, getting people excited, getting people together. And we have connections, and we can help teams work with each other, because I've heard of some past teams sometimes that it's hard even for teams on their own team to get people to help out. So you'll get a team captain, they're all excited, and then, you know, they'll ask a couple of people and they're like, no, I can't help this time. And they have troubles finding people to help as well. But we can connect you with other teams to possibly have a joint team fundraiser. So don't feel like you have to do this on your own. You know, we're one big team. And when it comes down to it, we're all in it for the same reason. We're all in it to help raise funds to help people fighting cancer.
You can be, what, two people on a team? You could be 20, whatever works, right?
Absolutely, yep. And, you know, it doesn't, so we have the flat registration fee of $150. But after that, what you raise, you know, if you raise another $10 after that, that's $10 that we didn't have before for Grace. That's just as important as a team of 100 people raising $1,000. So, you know, don't think that you can't help out, because any amount will help.
Unique fundraisers, and maybe you could co-op with another team to maybe kind of combine forces for some of these fundraisers too, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And you know, when I was out and about in the different areas, you know, when I was in the Boscobel area, the Boscobel bowling alley, you know, the owner there, he's like, you know, let people know that if they want to do a fundraiser here for Grace, that we'll give them a deal. So if you're in the Boscobel area, you want to start a team, let us know, and we can help share that information with you.
Oh, wonderful. You've already had a few wonderful opportunities, some bowling tournaments and different things going on the first part of the year for Grace, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. Some teams have been very busy already, lots of fundraising going on, so we'd love to see that. You know, we hear lots of people having fun, and that's kind of what it's all about. You know, we all know cancer sucks, right? No one likes cancer, and it's very difficult to go through. But when you can get a group of people together to have some fun, knowing that you're going to help support people that are going through those struggles, it's kind of worth it.
Indeed. How is the walk around the world with Grace going? Eileen, have you had any information on how that's
going? It's been going great. They just had their dinner on Monday night, it was. And I forget what the mileage was, Alan. Do you remember how many miles they've walked already?
I think we're close to, it was at least 20,000, maybe close to 25,000 miles already.
Incredible.
It was fascinating.
That might be even ahead of last year.
It is. It's ahead of last year, and we have more people this year, too. We have over 300 people signed up already.
Good. Yes. Yeah, there's strength in numbers and some positive peer pressure there a little bit.
And people can still join. I mean, it's not like they can join at any time to participate in the walk around the world with Grace.
Now that the weather has maybe shaped up a little bit for spring, that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. That event goes all the way until the end of July.
End of July.
And you want to mention volunteers, not just team members, Eileen, but you'd love to have more people helping out, wouldn't you?
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's whether it's, you know, team members, whether it's committees, you know, helping June out on her committee or Alan on his Race with Grace. We always need volunteers. I would also like to reach out to the highly motivated individuals that would like to make a difference and be part of our board, you know, especially in the outlying regions to come in and participate on our board, to have, you know, fresh ideas coming in. That's how we always have a fresh perspective, is to bring in, you know, every couple of years, bringing in new people to give new ideas so it doesn't get stale and doesn't, you know, We want to remain strong. We've had 20 strong years. We're starting the foundation to build the next 20 strong years, and we need everybody's ideas.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs, for your business signs and whatever needs. Coming up here on WRCO, a look at weather. First of all, a high of 65 later today. Isolated showers possible and turning breezy. Southeast to southwest winds at 10 to 17. And then a bit of clearing tonight and a low of 42. Right now, with occasional light rain, we're at 49 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Alcohol-related arrests and medical calls at Saturday's Mifflin Street block party. Local authorities spent months preparing for the annual downtown blowout. This year saw 80 arrests, and Madison police report six people booked into the Dane County Jail, mainly for minor alcohol-related offenses. There were also 11 EMS transports to hospitals, also mainly alcohol-related. In addition, a police officer suffered minor injuries when she was struck by a vehicle while working traffic. The driver remained on the scene and was not cited. Police also say a vehicle was flipped over and damaged. The party broke up as late afternoon rain moved into the area on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the next school year will close on Tuesday. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 24-25 school year through the open enrollment program. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 7th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school in most circumstances is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 1-888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median-priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. Home sales are up by about 3% compared to March of last year. But prices are way up. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters, and the outlook is that this could help. The UW-Richland Alumni Association is seeking nominations for the 2024 Outstanding Alumni. Eligibility is that the nominee has attended either Richland County College or UW-Richland. It is important they show qualities of leadership and dedication in professional or community activities. No formal nomination form is required. Kathy Granger is the alumni president.
It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people
who had got their start from the campus or the county college. And I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
If you have or will submit a nomination, you should know that they are kept each year.
I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
Outstanding alumni chosen from submitted nominations will be honored Saturday, October 5th at the Phoenix Center.
Everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open.
For more information, call Alumni President Kathy Granger at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. Nominations can be mailed as well to E17384, County Highway V, Hillsboro, 54634. And the deadline is coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, April 30th. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Ithaca Schools will host a Career Exploration Day. Middle and high school students interested in businesses and also interested businesses are invited to attend and inspire students by sharing your career journey, information about your workplace, and answer any questions the students may have. The event will be held at the Ithaca Gymnasium Tuesday from 8:15 until 11:15. The students will visit the various booths to get a better understanding of career pathways and explore career opportunities. There will be refreshments and a continental breakfast for partners to enjoy. For more information or to reserve a booth, you can contact Monica Kirshner, YA Career Coach, by email at monica.kirshner@ithaca.k12.wi.us or call Monica at 608-585-2311, extension 302. Not everyone is happy with the name change for Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau. It's now Wausau Botanical Gardens, a move that's been met with many negative reviews, but leaders insist that the namesake isn't going anywhere. In a statement, they said they plan to integrate the legacy of Robert Monk into their new visitor center through recorded messages and insist that every tour will begin with Monk's story. They also say they plan to work with the Monk family to curate a memorial that will be a testament to their lasting impact on the community and a beacon of growth and beauty for all who visit. Leaders are also planning several upgrades, including a new security system designed to keep deer out, accessibility upgrades on trails, and a new ginseng garden, and the completion of Sarah's Storybook Garden, which is dedicated to the memory of Sarah Quirt San. The future remains unclear for an idled paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids. According to the city's new mayor, the former Verso plant halted operations nearly 4 years ago, and its owner recently sold the buildings and assets to an auction firm, Capital Recovery Group. Mayor Matt Zacher says it's too soon to say what CRG's plans are beyond gutting the buildings and selling off the equipment. Total demolition of buildings in the site is unlikely, according to Zacher. Walking the state of Wisconsin for a cause, Greg Stadinsky routinely takes long walks as a part of his recovery from alcohol and drug addiction. This August, he'll connect several long walks across the state from Superior to his hometown of Cudahy. Stadinsky hopes his trek from August 10th through the 31st will raise $10,000 for the Substance Use Disorder Treatment Program at Milwaukee's United Community Center. You can find out more at the Facebook page, Packer, the number 2, Packer 120. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Off and on showers this morning, and after 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell yesterday here at the studios, this morning, 1/100th of an inch, cloudy skies, and following a low of 46, we're at 49 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, some notes on the local and area scene from over the weekend. Details on not such a good weekend for Wisconsin sports teams in action. The Brewers and Bucks both stumbled a bit.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The Richland Center High School golf team played in the Platteville Invite Saturday and took third out of 13 teams. The second best score of the tournament was Richland Center senior Roman Johnson's 72. Connor Hying had a 90, Andrew Knable a 94, Trayton Shep with a 100 as the Hornets scored a 361. Also from over the weekend in baseball news, on Saturday, Ithaca edged Seneca 1-0 in a Ridge and Valley Conference game. Richland Center was involved in the Baraboo Invite at Mary Roundtree Evans Field, and they defeated Baraboo by a score of 10-6, but then also lost in the game later to Columbus 21-5. On the schedule today, the Hornets will be taking on their opponent, Mauston, at Woodside Sports Complex. Also, the Richland Center Soccer Girls soccer match moved from Friday to today in lacrosse at Logan High School. There's a track meet hosted by Richland Center today. Several teams involved: Adams Friendship, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Viroqua, Wazika Steuben, and Wonewoc Center, all a part of the field of teams today at Richland Center. Also, River Valley will be in action with golf action at House on the Rock Resort. Richland Center will be there as well. The River Valley baseball team slated to host Fenimore, while the River Valley softball team is at Sauk Prairie, and the River Valley soccer team takes on Wisconsin Heights. Riverdale hosting a tournament. Actually, they won't be hosting. They're at Fenimore today for track and field action. Several schools from the area will be there, including Boscobel and Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, River Ridge, and Southwestern. All of those teams at Fenimore this afternoon. The Riverdale softball team is taking on Iowa Grant today, and the Riverdale baseball team slated to travel to Westby. It's Ithaca's baseball team going to North Crawford today for a single game. The Ithaca softball team goes to North Crawford for a doubleheader. And the Weston baseball team will be at Kickapoo. The annual alumni basketball games were held at UW Richland on Saturday. In the women's contest, the red team defeated the blue 49-33. The red team was paced by Sarah McGlynn Thayer with 19 and Shawnee Fink 15. The blue team was led by Amanda Blado with 15 and Lisa Durst Benson with 11. In the men's Roadrunner alumni game, the blue team edged the red 55-53. Gavin Nedland had 26 points for the winners and Grant Dahl 13. Luke Bay had 25 for the red team and Zach Thayer scored 12. Well, the Bucks suffered a loss last night. Down not one, but two superstars. They dropped a third straight playoff game to the Pacers, 126-113. Indiana leads the best of seven series, 3-1. Both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard weren't available for the game. Center Brook Lopez scored 27, and also Chris Middleton had 25. Milwaukee was only down by 3 points at halftime. It was Bobby Portis getting ejected 5 minutes into the game last night after a push and shove confrontation after a rebound attempt. Coach Doc Rivers talked about
that. I haven't seen the play. I don't even know what happened, to be honest. But that clearly hurt us. There's no doubt about that. And we would have loved them to stay out there. But I really don't have any comment because I didn't see the play.
Elsewhere yesterday in baseball news, for the second game in a row, the Yankees abused Brewer pitchers for 15 runs. First baseman Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-4 and hit his 300th career home run in a 15-5 victory. The Brewers are back in action at home tonight with Bryce Wilson starting the game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Boston over the Cubs. Final score of 5-4. The Mets beat St. Louis by a score of 4-2 as well, and Minnesota over the LA Angels. Now the draft has been completed. NFL experts put the Packers Hall
they
in last week's 2020
email
NFL
or call
draft
anytime with ideas or thoughts.
That's pretty good when you consider
what about
they
this for a fundraiser? We'll give them feedback to
here is GM,
you know, with
Brian
their ideas.
Gutekunst.
The teams that do fundraisers,
in the middle of the
just as a reminder, the expenses,
to the
that's
the
their
the
expense,
and
so
and
they can't
really
turn in receipts or anything to the Grace office for printing or anything like that. If they're promoting or printing, that's their fee. That's their cost to cover. But we encourage, like I said, send us that flyer. Alan will get it on the website or on the Facebook page, and we will help promote all we can.
You could use some help, you know, through the year, but also the night of the walk, too, setting up and tearing down.
Night of the walk, yep,
up,
you bet. Any time you would have to help. Sometimes we're doing mailings, which will probably be coming up here shortly. You know, slapping envelopes together and stamps and to get help get that stuff out.
Even parades coming up, too. We're
going
to be
say,
in a bunch
yes
of parades this year. Mm-hmm. And we would love to have some people, you know, helping us walk in the parades. We had a blast last year, whether you were throwing candy or handing out brochures or dishing out sunscreen. Every parade we were in, everyone had a lot of fun.
Yep. And we already did one this year down at Avoca.
We did, and it didn't snow.
It was did
great.
Not snow. It was wonderful.
That went all right, huh?
Yeah, we didn't great have to wear snow pants this year, so that was pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty cold last year.
But yeah, if anybody has events, if they have vendor events going on, we may know of parades, but if you have a parade or something going on, give us a call. Let us know. We would love to set up. If it's a, you know, handing out brochures and sharing our information.
You'll be selling raffle tickets again this year. When does that sale start?
They hand them out May 16th, so
then
the 17th they'll start selling.
Good to go.
Maybe sure and sell some at the, you know, that night. Who knows?
Uh-huh. Right. For the kickoff night and whatnot.
Right.
So, Alan, again, the next time you're on the morning show with us, the race will have happened, so which is pretty exciting. We've been talking about it for a while now, but it's getting close, isn't it?
It seems unreal, Phil. You know, we started, like I think you said in the last show, we started talking about it last fall, and all of a sudden, you know, it's almost here, so just a few weeks away. It's really exciting. I hope the weather cooperates with us. And I hope more people consider signing up and or at least come out and cheer on the people that have signed up. And we're just looking forward to a lot of fun.
Yeah, you never know what kind of weather it is, but usually people that that come out and walk and run, they're pretty hardy souls. I think they'll probably come out regardless, won't they?
I think so.
Yeah, and the fire departments will come out, I'm guessing, and do the 1 mile thing. That's going to be fun just to watch, isn't it?
It is. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be really neat to see. I don't know if this happening anywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm hoping, you know, I hope everyone has fun. And I hope after this, you know, the word just spreads like crazy. And then next year we'll have an even bigger event.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else either of you would like to add today?
Nope. I just want to thank you, Phil, for having us in. We certainly appreciate it. We always put the challenge out there for people, again, to form teams and volunteer where they can. Maybe the schools can have some competition between the grades and the classes, or one school against the other. A lot of options out there for fundraising and participating.
Yes, there is. And it'd be great to see some groups like 4-H groups and things like that get involved and help in some way too,
most
wouldn't it?
Definitely, yes.
Sure. So the important dates are May 16th, right? That's the kickoff.
The kickoff. Yep.
May 18th is the
race for grace,
right? Absolutely. And then some other things come up, parades fairly soon down the road, and
yep,
and then the walk itself is August.
Actually, May 18th will probably be in the Morel Mushroom Festival parade as well.
That same day. Oh, okay. You guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, we're double booked.
Yep, we have a booth down there as well, so one of the teams does, so handing out information.
Good. You'll be burning the candle at both ends that day. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys. Right.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Eileen Stevens, Alan Kashubsky, June Nee from Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on today's morning show.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This is a topical subject here on Pratt Chat. We're talking about cemeteries in the spring, and we're getting toward Memorial Day, when a lot of people want to decorate the cemeteries real well. Mark, what are some things that you like to talk about today about that subject?
Sure. So the springs are when a lot of people go back out to the cemetery. Like you said, Memorial Day is the most popular day at the cemetery. People go out, they visit their relatives, they go to the cemetery. So when you're going to go out and visit the cemetery, you know, take some time and look at the cemetery rules of the cemetery you're going to. What do they allow? What don't they allow? Some of the bigger cemeteries have the rules online of things that you're allowed to put there. A lot of them have the rules posted right at the gates of, are you allowed to have solar lights? Are you not? What kind of flowers can you put? Can they be on a tripod? Do they need to be in an urn vase? Can anything be on the ground? What sort of decorations can be around the stone? We encourage people to go out to the cemeteries to visit their loved ones, but also remember, if you're going to bring things out there, are they allowed by the cemetery? A lot of people put out silk flowers. Some people like real flowers. What do you want to put out at the cemetery, either for flowers, mementos, things along those lines? So we encourage people to go out to the cemetery, help clean up the cemetery. A lot of times in the cemetery, in the spring, cemeteries have spring cleanup days because over the course of winter, things blow in, plants need trimmed, things just need to be picked up. So it's a time to even help out your cemetery. Go out there, help clean up the cemetery. As we get closer to Memorial Day, a lot of the cemeteries are going to ask for help to go put flags out on all the graves of the veterans. That's something that you can do that they'd be really happy if you came out there to help them out with.
Certainly doing things with the tombstone, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you clean that up?
You can go out there. You can clean that up. Use just water and a detergent, usually like a Dawn dish soap or something along those lines. With a brush, just scrub it down. You can get a lot of the lichen off the stones, get them looking nice for the spring. Also, a lot of times in the spring, from about now to Memorial Day, you're going to see a lot of engravers out in the cemeteries getting those death dates engraved on the stones, getting everything taken care of so it's nice for Memorial Day. A lot of the grave diggers also go back from now till Memorial Day to try to make any of the graves that were dug in the last year to get them filled in, maybe get some grass seed on them. But if you do see problems as we get closer to Memorial Day, either let the cemetery know, let the funeral home know, because we do want those cemeteries to be nice for Memorial Day when people do come out to either get those stones cleaned. Maybe your stone tipped a little bit in the winter. Well, how do we get that stone straightened out? There are people that go out there and they do that. They can readjust stones. They can help you clean stones with your cemetery. Just take some time, if you have some, go out to the cemetery, make it look nicer. And if you have some extra time, almost every cemetery board in a lot of rural America would love to have some help at the cemetery. Either somebody else on the board, a new voice, someone that can assist them to make the cemetery all that the cemetery board's hoping it can be.
In Richland County, Mark, we have so many small cemeteries. Is it the best to go to a local funeral home if you don't know exactly who to contact regarding that cemetery?
Yeah, if you don't know who's in charge of the cemetery, call the funeral home. We can tell you who's in charge of that cemetery. In Richland County, there's a little over 100 known cemeteries. Now, about 30 to 40 of them are active, but there are other cemeteries out there. And we can tell you pretty much who's in charge of most cemeteries. And if we don't know, or if there's no one listed as in charge of the cemetery, the township is required by the state to maintain that cemetery. So potentially, your town board is in charge of that cemetery. Sometimes your town chairman does not know when he got elected that he is now in charge of the cemeteries in his township. So sometimes we have to help them out because even they're not sure they took on this job, what they have to do. So they'd be more than happy to have some help with it. I know in a couple of rural cemeteries, I've heard of this spring, we have a couple people that are going to go out and help the township remap the cemetery because over the course of time, new people get elected. The maps, you know, may not make sense if you look at the map compared to what you physically see out there. You know, not everything lines up. Well, somebody has to just take the time and clean it up. And so a lot of these cemeteries are more than happy to receive some help, because a lot of cemeteries aren't run with a whole lot of money. It's a lot of shoestring budget. Somebody's just doing it to help out that cemetery. So if you have some time and you have some patience and you're willing to do it, a lot of these cemeteries would love to have more help and people on the board and just to assist them in the day-to-day operations. And for a lot of them, there's not a lot of things to do very regularly, but it does help to have somebody else know where the who owns what lots, where the map is at, how everything is laid out.
A lot of history in those local cemeteries, isn't there?
Oh, there is a lot of cemetery in the there's a lot of history in those cemeteries. So if you just want to go out, walk around, see what's there, and even talk to a lot of the people, let's say mow the lawn at the cemeteries, they can tell you a lot of what is who's there, where to find them, and the history of the cemetery.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO. Tom, how you doing these days?
Well, doing good, Phil. It's been unusual weather, isn't it?
Yes.
Now we've got a wet spell coming in and everything else. You know, spring is here, grass is growing, and people have been mowing. It hasn't been growing as fast as some people thought, but I tell you what, it gets away from you in a week from now, and you're going to wonder how in the heck you're going to get through that. So one of the nice things about our company is we handle some premium lines here, Aaron's and Gravely especially. Those units are designed to basically handle high grass and cut high and have the volume to make it happen. And key to that is that they're well built. They're designed to last 30 years or longer. And of course, we actually back them up with a lifetime guarantee of a loaner if you're ever down. Kind of an important thing. If you believe in a product, you really should back it. And that's what we do here at Mueller Implement. And so right now we have 0% for 36 months and or 2.5% off if you don't need the financing. But it ends on the 13th of May. So it's not a forever term program. And as all programs come and go, we have to pay attention. We have 5% off rebate on all of our Aaron's products. That ends the 1st of May, so that's not a long time. And then we have the ZTX and XL series with $150 rebate right now. And then the Stealth, which is basically an HD52 designed to go 8 miles an hour. Looks like a Harley, acts like a Harley. And if you want to ride with the Harley boys, 8 miles an hour, that's how fast it'll go. So keep that in mind. That's a great product. It has aggressive tires, lights, and all kinds of gadgets on it. Stop in and see us. Or better yet, you know, you can go to our internet site, www.MuellerRental.com, or to Craigslist and punch in Mueller. You'll see our specials there. We're actually open 7:30 to 5:30 each day of the week, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. Great time for you to stop in and get a chance to ride and drive. By the way, everything's set up so you can. If you've never driven one, it's a great time to learn. And we have our self-propelled lawnmowers on hand right now, so I only have a few left. We only got 4, so not trying to scare anybody, just trying to get you motivated and activated. Phil, I don't know what you do with the weather, but you seem to make things happen every week, and it's always different.
I know, and this weekend's going to be a little wet, it seems like, but as you mentioned, that's a guarantee that people are going to need Mueller Implement to your services or buy a new mower, because I think the grass is going to do real well this spring, don't you?
Yes, yes. Looks like we're going to go into the season with maybe enough rain to carry us quite a while. We don't know. Anytime we can have rain, we better take it. That's the key.
Yep.
So at Dodgeville, Wisconsin, you have a chance to come and visit us. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, the little guys, our neighbors, Farm and Fleet, they're still in business and remodeled, and they look good. So stop and see them as well. The key, though, is getting here. And when you get here, you're going to be surprised at the volume and the amount of different units we have. 29 different models as far as Gravely and Aaron's, and then we have a slew of new products that we've added to our line, along with the automower is coming for us now. We're going to have a GPS-operated lawnmower that will run around and cut your lawn, and it'll dock itself every 2 hours and go back out and keep cutting. It is really the epitome of new concepts, and it's all GPS-guided, so no wires in the ground, and it's a new product for us. We're excited about it. You'll see it working here at Mueller Implement. We'll probably be installing one here in about a week. And so when you come by and you're wondering, what the heck's that running around on his lawn? Well, that little orange piece of item is actually mowing my lawn 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun to see that. But, you know, there's so much to see in our industry, so much technology leaps and et cetera. We have better engines today. We have better products today, better hydros. The nice thing about our industry is we haven't gone cheap. We've gone just the opposite way. We're talking about quality controlled, improved, made upon so that it lasts you a lifetime.
Might be cheaper for me to buy a goat, though, than that automatic robo lawnmower, though, wouldn't it, or not?
Well, yeah, goats are cheaper. I realize that. But the other side of that is there's a byproduct with goats that I'm not so sure I want to step on.
Have a good one there, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Tom Mueller joining us from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Peaks.